Time for our program today. We're going to visit with Holly Stecker today, Executive Director of our Downtown Boone Main Street Committee. Good morning, Holly.
Good morning, Jim.
Filling in for Jennifer Anson, other obligations, so which is okay. You have plenty of things going on, too.
And, oh, yeah.
Plenty. And I know you got a few reminders about some of the things they have coming up for the chamber. I think is she doing her lead thing today or something?
She is at a leadership, chamber leadership okay. Statewide program in Indianola.
Well, there are those obligations. That's
the
good.
The trainings are always great.
Do we have that? You guys have had plenty of trainings.
Yes, we have. I just got back from Waterloo.
Another one. Yay. So how often do you have to do that? I mean, you know, so as our director for Main Street, obviously they get together fairly frequently. I mean, the state really has a pretty tight program. So,
yes.
I mean, people just think, oh, it's Main Street. No, this is, you work at this.
Oh, for sure. And the ability to be able to check out other Main Street communities and see what's working has been really fun for me. This year, I attended the spring workshop in Jefferson. Like I just said, came back from the fall workshop in Waterloo, and we had the downtown conference in Muscatine.
So, in the conference, that's a big one. A lot happens there. That's where they say who's going to be in next and things like that. And they did a little different this year from what we were accustomed to going through. But I think they'll get back onto their regular routine. So.
Yes. So, for the planning of the 40th year of Main Street, Iowa, which happens in 2026, they did not do a big accreditation year this year. My understanding is that they went through previous applications and accredited a city based on the previous applications.
Okay.
And that was Fairfield.
Yeah, it was. They agreed. They agreed to that. All right. So I got to ask you one of our big ones. Everybody's kind of waiting to find out. Challenge grant. What's the time frame on that? I know we did the downtown Boone did the project or put a project together to submit, and it was for the Dutch Oven.
We did not actually submit an application. We had talked about it, and the application process did not finalize.
Okay, so didn't make it. Well, we'll try again next time.
Yep.
We'll have another project coming up.
Of course.
Speaking of projects, you got to shovel some dirt.
We did. Last Thursday, we were able to break ground on the arch, and very excited to have finalized the agreements with the city. We've hired the general contractor with Graybaugh Construction and broke ground last Thursday. Had a great turnout for that as well. And a gorgeous afternoon.
Oh, yeah. It was nice. Everybody kind of got over on the
in
the shade side by squeaky clean. But it worked out well. Now, I want to know. I want people to know because both Eric and Kevin had said we are going to get complaints about our streets and stuff. But there will be some some congestion in there with the work that'll be going on. So people just be aware. It's not going to be a long-term thing.
Correct.
And it'd probably be there a couple of days, and then it might be open for a couple of days. It's at 5th and Story. So
yes. So the road construction, or excuse me, the road closures at 5th and Story on the surface here looks like it could be 3 to 4 days at the initial stage of the hydro excavation, and then the road will open back up. Then they'll pour the concrete footings, and then the road will open back up. We do have a full schedule. If you're curious or interested, just reach out to me. You can reach me by phone or email. Stop in the chamber office at 903 Story Street, and I can walk you through that. Our start date for the the actual hydro excavation. Actually, this afternoon, just found out that there was a delay in one of the pieces, and they don't want to start until everything is ready.
They want everything there because once they start, they don't want to stop.
Correct.
They
want
to keep going.
So work will begin October 21st and should be finalized the 1st or 2nd of December. So we're about a week delayed.
Okay. A little bit. And again, Mother Nature. If Mother Nature cooperates, they'll be moving right along quickly. I think Mr. McBurney's got all his arch pieces put together.
He sure does.
It was like a puzzle out there.
Were you able to visit?
No, I did not, but I've heard about it. So, but yeah, getting them all done, getting them all power coated, all connected. Yeah,
correct. It's a massive undertaking.
I was wondering at the if he was partway through it going, why did I say yes? No, I know. It was a challenge for him. He did. So it stepped up. Anyway, we had the groundbreaking. Mm-hmm. George Eckstein there. He and Steve Duffy and a couple of others, they really did a lot of the legwork.
Yes. George obviously was the driving force.
He had a passion for it, yeah.
Yes, yes. And Dave Cook with his legacy project. Yep. Capabilities and fundraising capabilities, and all of the power that he brought with the Rotary was incredible as well.
So we got a lot of that done, folks. And how many people do you and Matt, we should probably could have some bleachers over there somewhere.
We certainly
could. Because people, I'm sure, are going to want to stop and watch while some of this is going on. So it'll be
just be careful.
Be careful. And how exciting to watch concrete dry. No. It does take a little while when it's 18 feet deep and as big around as it's going to be. It takes a little while. So
my understanding is about 20 days to cure.
Okay. Well, that's why it's going to take a little while to get it all done. Well, I'm hoping before Thanksgiving. I'm just keeping my fingers crossed and Mother Nature cooperates. So, all right.
I'm with you. And we will be looking at, as we've looked at the history here, and when the arch is finished, we'll do a dedication ceremony. And looking at the history, we'll be very close to the 110th anniversary. Okay. The original arch was dedicated on December 10th, 1915.
So we're going to be relatively right close, relatively close for that. So, and we'll throw the lights or whatever they're going to do with it. We'll have it all going. I know, and it's a pretty big project too. The funding sort of it kind of they funneled it all through you yep. guys because you have the 501c3 and and basically I know they were always talking about having a little contingency in there just in case, and I'm guessing they probably are still receiving donations and contributions.
We are still receiving donations as there's still room on the plaque for your name or a legacy name to be on the plaque as well. So
if you have questions, make contact, right?
Correct. Correct. Okay. And you can make a donation on our Facebook page and via our website, downtownboonia.com.
Okay. Got that part. So other things that are coming up, what else are you guys working on? I know you got a few other things you're doing.
We do. We do. So October is Spooky Story Month. We've got all kinds of downtown events happening around Halloween. I'd encourage everyone to check out the community calendar on the Chamber's Facebook page as well as their website. But two of the downtown Boone highlights I will share. A ticketed event for us for the first time is a haunted building tour.
Okay.
And that.
And there's a bunch doing this.
Yes. Yeah. The tickets are flying out of here. So we've got the livery as a standalone tour, and that's a paranormal tour that will travel through the building. So you need to be able to do the steps there.
Yeah.
But you'll go through with a paranormal group, and they'll share the readings and the tools and just give you kind of an insight on that haunted building side of things.
Okay.
And then we have two walking tours, and the first tour will hit the Historical Society, the Erickson Public Library, the Boone Community Theater. These events will all start at the green space and take about an hour. And then the second walking tour is down Story Street through Emma's Elegance, Madge's Tea Shop. We'll hit Susan's Bookshop and the Chamber Building.
Okay.
So lots of fun stuff. You can also buy the tickets on our website.
Okay.
And there's a link to email me if you're interested in multiple tours.
All right. check that one out. Again, that's you got, and it kind of just came together, and they go, "Yeah, I want to do this."
Mm-hmm. So,
for some reason, Halloween gets pretty exciting, doesn't it? And this doesn't even include like the trunk or treat stuff that's going on.
Correct. Yeah. So, the haunted building tour is next Friday, October 17th.
All right.
Starts, as I mentioned, at the green space at 5 o'clock for the livery. And then October 23rd is the 10th annual downtown trunk or treat.
Okay.
And this will be Main Street's first year handling that. And I think we're
good luck.
Nearly three quarters of the way full there as well.
And they make contact with you if they want to participate and things like that.
There's a sign up on our website as well as Facebook.
Like I said, good luck with that. And then our Shops on Story, not to be left out, they're coming back with they want a parade.
Yes. Yeah. So
isn't that great?
Monday night's council meeting, they approved the street closure for a parade, essentially leaving 9th Street in Keeler, going down to 7th Street, crossing over to Story and back up to 9th and over.
Making it around. Yeah.
Making it around. And that will be the night of Beggar's Night.
Yeah, that'll be on Friday.
Following the actual trick-or-treating.
31 on the 31st. I think they're planning to start around 8 o'clock. So if you want to get a spooky float.
Yep.
Yeah, what'd she say? They were hoping for a couple of dozen. They had at least 12, 15 or something like that at the Monday night at the council meeting. So something new. They wanted to give it a try and try to make it a big annual event too.
Correct.
Which is great.
Yep.
It's fun having the different groups step up and do things like this. Of course, our Shops on Story, they've done a lot of different things.
They sure have. And, you know, just back to the Main Street principles here of partnership and working towards historic preservation and economic vitality down here.
Right. Good. That is a busy October, folks. That's a lot happening too. Mm-hmm. On the chamber side of things, I got to throw in a reminder because I know that Jennifer really wanted to talk about the candidate. They're going to have a candidate forum on Wednesday the 15th.
Yes.
And that'll be out at DMAC, I believe it is.
Correct.
That's going on. Yep. I think it's, and Tom's going to be handling the containing the candidates or whatever.
Yep, so, moderating.
Moderating, yeah. So he'll be doing that. Okay, what else is happening for you?
So following the downtown building tour will be a spooky movie at the green space also. That will start at 9 o'clock. Shops on Story hosts that as well. That'll be a great time.
Okay. We don't want to say what it is.
We won't give that away yet.
You can't. Okay. Good. Other things.
Let's see.
I know it just keeps piling up, doesn't it?
It sure does. And this, like I mentioned, visiting the community calendar for all of these
keeping
them straight. But we'll plug the Chamber's Booze and Brews, which will happen at the brewery, at Blissful Brew in the livery. And that is October 28th from 6:30 to 8 o'clock.
Okay.
And that is a ticketed event as well.
Okay. So got to pay attention to which is what there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Good. Whew, that'll keep you going. And I know I was going to go back to the 23rd, Trunk or Treat, right?
Mm-hmm.
That is kind of our kickoff for Shop with a Cop, too.
Correct.
And I know the police department's going to be out there. They're going to have a lot of things that they'll be doing as well.
Mm-hmm.
And they've already been getting contributions for doing Shop with a Cop. So
yeah, Chief mentioned that on Monday night as well.
Yeah, so busy. It'll be going. All right. What other things on your calendar? what are other highlights are coming up for you?
I would say stay tuned for events in November and December leading into the holiday, all of the holiday events. And we're organizing that now and ready to roll that out shortly.
So for a lot of things, you know, when people are when actually groups or organizations planning for I'm guessing a lot of the Halloween ideas and things probably were middle of the summer, and you're going, oh, we've got a lot of time for this, and all of a sudden here we are, October.
Yeah.
And same for the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
Probably not that long ago, you already started kicking around ideas how we're going to do that.
We sure did. And I would mention that the haunted building tour probably started, the discussions around that started in mid-July,
yeah,
early August. And again, that's not all that long for planning either.
That's pretty quick, too. Mm-hmm. All right, good. Well, we keep going on. Other things, what's happening for other Main Street things that you're working on? Because I know your design people are getting together, and you've got a lot of different things that you keep doing. You got a lot of meetings, I know that.
We do have a lot of meetings. I would mention that if there is interest and the Main Street bug has bitten you, just reach out to me. Our committees are still growing, mm-hmm, and we're always looking for good volunteers and growing our committee members where you just get to be boots on the ground and get your hands dirty.
You know, and a lot of people will think about it. They think, well, why aren't you doing stuff over here? Main Street, you have to kind of focus in your target area. Mm-hmm. That's how it's mm-hmm set up. You got your target area, and really, you had to shrink up what originally we were looking at. So,
yes,
but it is really confined to the downtown area here.
Yep. From the first application to the second application, they did shrink the mm-hmm district. But you can essentially think of us bookended by the Whistle Stop on 11th and Story down to the Dutch Oven Bakery on 6th and Story.
Okay.
And then we branch off a couple blocks on mm-hmm either side.
So that's really our target area, and that's mm-hmm what we keep working on. So mm-hmm try to keep activities
focus
going there. Well, you got plenty of them coming up, so that's good. That's mm-hmm good. I know, okay, you've just gone by your first anniversary and everything. Second year, I mean, so you were very busy in the first year, mm-hmm, but second year, what kinds of things are the board looking at? What kind of accomplishments or goals do you have set up there?
So for our second year, we will start branching out on our fundraising, mm-hmm, and developing our next events plan. So we really did take a minute here for the first year and tried not to overload our plate with events.
Sure.
And we held that out until October here.
Yeah. Well, I can see where, you know, a lot of trying to do a lot right away can mm-hmm really burn you out in a hurry.
It sure could. And
You want to build things that are sustainable.
And be mindful about what we take on and what we start. Mm-hmm. So focusing on the right events and doing things timely, mm-hmm, and doing them well, frankly.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, keep working on it. We got
Thank you.
Well, it just doesn't happen. It does take time and a lot of planning, a lot of work. And I can see we've had a pretty good start when we started with the different people that were stepping up to be on the board, mm-hmm, and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And the fundraising, because the idea was to spread that out, not have just a couple of people donating or
Correct.
Contributing, but spread that out to have more people participate and make it a community supported thing. So.
Yep.
We got to keep working on that.
One more big announcement that you can look for in November. We will announce our downtown business grants. And this was in a partnership between the Boone County Chamber and Main Street through the application process. There were funds left over.
Okay.
And we were able to award 4 businesses through the newsletter. That application went out. And they were about $1,000 each, and we'll make those announcements in November as well.
Coming out in November. Good. Mm-hmm. Oh, busy time. Once again, a lot of Halloween-related things coming up that we touched on, but check the calendar. Mm-hmm. The calendar on the Chamber's website, pretty easy to do that.
Yep.
And their Facebook page, and you guys have your own Facebook page. And
we have our
too.
Own Facebook page and our downtown website will have our events listed as well.
So again, if you heard any you want to find out more about, mm-hmm, if you don't find it online, if you don't look online, then call the Chamber office.
Sure.
Holly will tell you.
So no problem.
You got him. Thanks so much for coming in today.
Thank you, Jim.